When we hear the immortal words, "Is this the way to the reptiles?" I'm thinking it's gone even more surreal than when I was interviewing the colonel and his wife, and they weren't saying a word, but I was having to interpret what they were saying. Emma, we're in the presence of greatness once again. Do you know who we are in the presence of greatness of, then?
We are here with Tom, who I believe is in charge of this whole shindig.
This whole shindig, Tom!
And he missed the Farmer Tom off my label today as well.
Sorry, official title, Farmer Tom.
And we did give you lots of plugs as we were wandering around the early part of the maze, including the part which Emma had to say, but why no statue for the Star Trek year?
Yeah, I think you've missed a trick there. We need a statue of maybe Spock or something like that.
I have searched the internet high and low for some sort of a statue relating to Star Trek and come up with nothing.
Aww, such a shame.
50 years next year, and you're sort of thinking, different line. Tom, once again, outstanding is the adjective that I use to describe this. It's another Hallows Scream. We've covered one and a bit part of the maze. Well, basically, we didn't quite get to Thunderbird 2, did we, Emma?
We got a little bit lost, not going to lie, but we might attempt it again later, maybe.
We got in betwixt the weather. We thought Thunderbird 4 would be good for that. But, I mean, you've got perfect weather today. I mean, it's absolutely wonderful. For Halloween, you want it
just what you wanted. A bit of grey, a bit of rain, a bit of drizzle. Absolutely. So, yeah, I think you've just been around the tail fin and the jet motors of Thunderbird 2 is about all that's left, because we take down the largest part of the maze. We keep a smaller area for a little treasure hunt and a couple of games in there. And yes, I've noticed that you've arrived for the daytime family-friendly session, Alex, and you're avoiding the Hallows Scream night times like the plague.
Well, I did do a Hallows Scream a few years ago, I think. That was a sort of evening slot, and the chainsaw-wielding chaps were just, you know, just too reminiscent of a Hefke analysis, really.
I mean, it does sound fun, but perhaps a bit too scary for some people.
It's too scary for a lot of people, yeah. We have a lot of people that arrive, turn around, and walk straight back out again.
That's a shame.
Yeah, my perfect customers buy a ticket and don't use the attraction.
Yeah, good. Good for business.
From our experience of the colonel and his wife, of course, because I gather that they were actually married, because they seem to be indicating the fourth finger on various hands, so presumably there's some relationship there, which, well, or maybe it was something, some kind of invitation. But the pantomime is a new sort of scenario, and there seem to be various other new things, including, of course, the eating area,
which we just
participated in.
Just to correct you, it's a pantomime. It's Halloween. Come on.
This is why I appreciate Tom, because he always likes to sort of ensure that accuracy is to the fore. Yeah, very good.
Just out of curiosity, how long did it take you to come up with all the little word plays with Halloween?
I do like a bit of wordplay, and I know Alex is quite keen on that sort of thing as well, so he's always dropped a few in to help.
Fantastic.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
And you notice more canvas here, so for those people who are worried, actually, thinking, oh, we looked at weather forecast, it was a bit drizzly, etc., we didn't fancy going through that. There are lots of wonderful things, including, of course, the House of Confusion, which, Emma, I think you're quite intrigued by.
Yeah, I'm intrigued. There's some spooky music coming from that tent, so I think we might have to go check that out in a minute.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of my favourite attractions, actually, House of Confusion, and this Halloween you go around it backwards, Alex, just to confuse matters further.
We've already got lost once, so this might not go very well.
There are two mazes within that attraction. There's a curtain maze, where you have to find your way through rooms with curtains on all four sides, and a mirror maze. So there are two mazes within the House of Confusion.
Sounds fun. Spooky.
So, Emma, your thoughts for Farmer Tom here on your first ever York Maze Hallows Scream?
Yeah, well, I've really enjoyed it so far. A little bit cold, I have to say, but I've warmed myself up with the cup of tea and some chips, so that's good.
Have you carved a pumpkin yet, though?
No, not yet.
Oh, man, you've got to carve a pumpkin. You've got to carve a pumpkin.
Tom, we're always, as ever, in your hands on this basis in terms of what you wanted to guide us to. We're just basically your media mouthpieces.
Yeah, well, I would suggest that at some point through the afternoon, you head down to the pumpkin carving tent and create some wondrous design that you can take back home with you tonight and put a candle inside and reminisce of your day out.
Sounds lovely.
Well, that's thumbs up for that, buddy. I remind, of course, that Hallows Scream, it's the wonderful, glorious end of the year. After this, of course, presumably the bonfire is set up for November the 5th and all sorts of other fantastic things there. Planning, no doubt, already going full steam ahead for 2016.
Yeah. As you say, at the minute, we're going through our Halloween season. So the daytimes, we just call Halloween by day, essentially. Yeah, family fun for kids up to about the age of 12, pumpkin carving, nice, friendly things. And then on a night time, we open again for Hallows Scream, which is a very different event. And that's aimed at the sort of minimum age of 14, we say. It's very, very intense and scary. and unfortunately there are no tickets left. It's all sold out, so if you were going to come, you maybe need to get booked up for next year.
Yeah, I think we maybe should try that next year. I am intrigued, but I'm not sure if I'm going to make it round the whole thing without running away.
Well, as a taster, when you're going around the House of Cornfusion at night time, that becomes Reincarnation and is populated by evil clowns jumping out on you. So imagine as you're walking around, it's darker and people dressed as clowns leaping forth from the shadows.
I don't really know what to say about Reincarnation. It's a very corny.
Well, our head character is called Corny the Clown, so yeah. If you were here, you'd be terrified.
There are moments during these interviews, Tom, I feel as though I'm almost astral travelling with sheer joy and delight, etc. Seriously, a tremendous tribute to your inventiveness, skill, wit and wisdom. A few name checks for some of the other colleagues, of course, who just got off to take photographs of dinosaurs or reptiles.
Yes, yeah. We've got Jonathan Powell, professional photographer, down here today, and he's just nipped down to take photos of owls and I don't know whether we've got bats in the reptiles, but there are definitely snakes, large spiders, and all the other things you'd expect to be freaking you out at Halloween.
And a reminder for people who want to check out the York Maze, the website remains as ever.
It's yorkmaze.com, and we have separate websites for Halloween. So it's York Maze Halloween and York Maze Hallow Scream are the two other websites.
We're just actually getting some more postscripts, Emma, because we've been joined by whom?
The wonderful Ed Wellman.
The wonderful Ed Wellman. How are you, Ed?
Hello, good afternoon, or good morning. I have no idea. I'm very well, thank you. I've seen a lot of Yorkshire and a lot of mud so far today.
Oh, dear.
Somehow, Tom, I really do wonder. But Tom, you've set Ed and Emma a challenge then.
Yes, yeah, we have. In fact, tomorrow is our pumpkin carving competition. Today is our giant pumpkin competition, so we're having the weigh-off at 3 o'clock, and then tomorrow is our pumpkin carving competition. So you can actually carve one today and leave it to be entered tomorrow. So what we'd like is your own face, Alex, carved out of a pumpkin for the competition tomorrow.
You're saying I'm Peter Pumpkinhead?
Well, last year, the winner actually last year carved my good self into a pumpkin. I'll show you the photo in a minute. It's a little bit weird.
Doesn't sound like the York Maze at all. A little bit weird. You're outrageous. Well, there we are, Emma. Are you up for that task?
I mean, I'm up for having a go, but I'm not sure my pumpkin carving skills will be up to scratch. But, you know.
Tom? Sorry, Tom. Do you see for a moment that? Easily distinguishable, of course. The lookalike twin brother separated at birth, Ed Wellman.
Yeah, where's the knife? I'm up for this. Let's crack on with it.
Okay, right. We're just about to enter, folks, the Halloween House of Cornfusion. Emma?
I'm very excited, but I'm kind of nervous because Ed said last year it made him feel queasy.
Ed, you felt queasy last year.
Yeah, there is this one bit in it where all my senses went absolutely to pot. No rhyme, no reason. Couldn't work out who I was, really.
We've got a gentleman here whose name is...
Sam.
Sam.
Yeah.
I thought it was Mass.
No, it's Sam.
It's Mass Sam.
It's backwards day today, I think. Yeah. Yeah, no, I'm taking care of House of Cornfusion today. So, yeah, no, it depends what made you feel queasy last time. We've got plenty of queasy things today. We've got the mirror mazes, of course. We've also got the bridge as well, which makes you feel like you're turning, but you're not actually turning at all, so there's plenty in there, of course.
Okay.
But towards the night time, obviously, the haunted houses begin to develop through there as well, so they get even more scary towards the evening time, so yeah.
Emma, are you ready for this? It's your first time at this threshold.
I am. I'm excited and nervous.
Okay, Ed, I think he's ready, so do we lead you on then?
Absolutely, yeah. Come on, follow me.
Emma, you'll take over commentary duties now. Off you go.
Okay, so we're going through into the maze now. Oh gosh, I'm scared, it's dark.
After you guys. Have fun.
Okay. And there we are. And Mass, or Sam, actually effectively says, that's it, we're all over. And here we are. So we're actually doing it backwards. So are you ready for the gravity scenario? As we sort of move our way through into all sorts of areas.
Just in pole position right now.
Indeed.
Doing very well.
I'm already confused.
Just a wee bit confused.
Okay, so if I try and describe this, the floor is not flat, and the wall...
Excuse me manhandling you both at this point, but I just need to get out of here.
There we are. So, Emma's already heading off into a whole range of things here as we continue ever onwards with this little gravity piece.
That's the worst bit over.
That was very odd. Mm. I actually feel quite dizzy
this
now.
This is fine.
So, indeed, we have had the notion that we are indeed going backwards around the maze. And Where are we now?
Okay, so now all of the furniture is on the ceiling, so I think we're upside down.
We're in the upside down room. Let's try and take some photographs of some upside down people in the upside down room.
Okay, fabulous.
Emma, we've moved through one way and now we're actually in another maze. So
okay, I think Ed is really confused right now because we're in the mirror maze and I'm confused too, to be honest. I don't know where I am. Oh, I thought that was a mirror. Is that not a mirror?
These are mirrors.
Oh, okay.
So that's not
right. This is very odd.
I like to think of it as a metaphor for life, Emma, particularly in the University of Lincoln.
I think at the moment we're just feeling our way. Yeah. And
total confidence in Ed, obviously.
It's all the options. There's too many options.
That way, towards the red.
Hello. There's the organ playing. More options. So it's this way.
I do believe these people are actually watching us now as we head through. Passing Albert Einstein. William Shakespeare.
Odd. They look, they're sort of concave faces.
Literal holograms of faces.
But yeah, they look, when you look at them at different angles, they look different. Oh,
totally different people. The music from John Carpenter's Halloween in the background. What perfect way to actually celebrate Hallow Scream at York Maze. And this, of course, is the junior version, as we now actually are about to head into the bridge.
Resemblance to somebody I know.
It appears to be the Grim Reaper below us here.
Best place, really. It's all right, Emma, we haven't actually lost a co-presenter yet, so all's good.
Okay, so we're going down some steps now into some darkness.
Oh no, this is bad.
Oh, it's the...
This is where you'll be sick.
Ed clearly actually saying that motion sickness could be kicking into place here as we move into the next scenario, which is the tunnel. Are you ready for the tunnel?
I think I'm gonna
be brave.
Be quick as I can.
Okay. Keep everything going. The sounds of, I think, general sort of scenarios here. The clear thing is, don't look down, don't look back, keep yourself going, keep going on, keep right on till the end of the road. Big sighs of relief there, Emma, you made it across the bridge, rather.
I didn't like that one. It was all right looking forward. Well, that was quite bad, but when you turn round and look back, it's horrible.
And the moral of the story is, don't look back.
Okay, so there's mirrors on the ceilings, I think. This is quite weird.
Can you touch these things?
We've got green pipes, we've got red pipes, we've got blue pipes, we've got blood red pipes. Ed's trying to lean over and touch the pipe. I don't think he should. He has actually touched the pipes. The pipes are real. We have tangible proof that it's not just an illusion.
Okay, so.
I'm pleased that Ed's obviously still using his
down
experience.
Down a slope here. Now, so careful.
So we come into what was the beginning.
Emma, off you go. Why am I going first?
Because you had such success with the other maze, Emma. This is obviously going to be perfect sort of stuff here.
Let's
keep on turning, left or right, some way, shape or form. We will find that way out. We will make sure that we get there in the end, even though it seems as though it's never ending. A bit like a worst possible nightmare of a 24-hour marathon, or more, effectively. Which is why, of course, the marathon maze was so
important. I'm really glad there's no one chasing us through this, because that would be horrific. Oh, no,
how do we get out? Again, the classic question there. How do we get out? How do we get out? Have we lost Ed? No, he's still behind me. He's still there, sorted out. He's hanging on like grim death. Of course, trust and appreciate, Ed, that we kept this just for your good self, because we know you'd actually appreciate
this place is a lot bigger than I thought it was.
It's a TARDIS, Emma. It's a TARDIS. Look, there's a Viking.
That's a wall. That's not a wall.
They may be able to see us. We can't see them.
There's an arrow.
And
Now which way?
Surely we're not going that way. Oh,
we thought we'd really gone down this
way. We were likely to be heading into the fire exit, but no, we've actually sort of made our way into another whole zone, etc. Oh, how's it going, Emma? Are we getting any sense of this at all?
There's a skeleton there.
As ever. They get all over the place, don't they?
This is so weird. Where's the... That way?
It's got to be that
this
way.
This way.
We're going back in.
And so it goes, rather like a never-ending travel report.
Perhaps not recommended for people with claustrophobia.
Or indeed, any kind of nervous disposition. But still, life continues. Something which I think I've said several times before already. And just a reminder that you're listening to a trio of adventurers and midweek drivettes from Siren FM in association with Southside Broadcasting, doing their annual report from the Hello Scream York Maze and looking to find their way out. Trials and joys and whoops of joy there. As we seem to have actually reached the final range of stairs, sighs, and the moment has been reached where I think we can head off into the open air, and we say freedom has been reached. Hashtag love York Maze, at York Maze, Instagram, take an amazing selfie, share your photos using the hashtag love York Maze thing. Shameless plug there for Father Tom and so on. But Ed, obviously perfect timing. Clearly all sorted through there. Your thoughts?
I'm just glad to be outside, back in the greenery of North Yorkshire. Certainly nicer inside. Outside. That's what I meant. Outside.
So confused that you can't even talk. I have to say that was very weird. My legs feel a bit wobbly now.
Where are we now? We could be in Kent. It could all be a joke.
We've time travelled.
And I see the Hello Scream van is also there in full force as well. Okay, well, we will take a few more final photographs. A reminder of the House of Confusion. We've got our colleague there who sort of let us into the whole place, unless I'm mistaken. So we have come full circle. We've gone all the way round.